Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Today Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, March 16th. The grains closed sharply lower. May corn down 28 cents at 7:30. We never did get to limit down. We got to about 31, 32 cents lower. That was about it. May wheat did close limit down, 10.69 a quarter. July was limit down as well. May beans down 9.5 cents at 16.49 and a quarter. I think, you know, first of all, the peace talks between Russia and Ukraine appear to be getting better. As we talked about this morning, Zelensky said he thought the war might be over in May. In general, it just seems like there's a little softening of stances out there, which is a good thing. Certainly a step back maybe from any nuclear confrontation, but, you know, it's not over yet. I think the corn didn't go limit down despite the funds still being awfully long because there was a rumor out that somebody out of Asia bought 1 to 2 million metric tons of corn for July delivery. That's most likely China. Looks like China's got about 6 million metric tons of corn waiting to be shipped out of Ukraine, which doesn't look like it's going to get shipped anytime soon. So it looks like a couple of million that did come to us. And I think that kept corn from going limit down out here. But it's not unreasonable that any good breaks out here. There are going to be people looking to lock in some prices. They don't want to get caught like they were before in case this thing heats up again or in case the world has to come to us. The French sold some wheat to Egypt. First time we've seen that in a while. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of changes around the world in terms of grain marketing, in my opinion. You know, there's other grains that can substitute for wheat. We grow, well, we harvest wheat somewhere around the world every month. So, you know, I look at the U.S. carryouts, I look at the dollar, and just, you know, right here in the U.S., I still think we've got some wheat to sell out here. But at any rate, the export sales tomorrow, they're looking for 475 wheat, 1.1 on the corn, and 2.1 on the beans. The beans would obviously be a pretty good number there. And it's not unsurprising that the Chinese are looking to buy U.S. beans. The Fed came out and raised interest rates a quarter percentage point. They're talking about several more raises during the year. Bonds are currently steady. They were down a point. The Dow Jones has been up and down. It was up 500, then down about 125 points or so at one point today. And in the last hour, it's come back. It's now up 165. At the same time, crude oil is down 230 a barrel on its lows. That's a full dollar a barrel under where it closed. So the volatility continues out here. The dollar rallied better part of 70 points and broke a good 30, 35 points off those highs. So we're still seeing a lot of volatility out here. My guess is tomorrow, if corn's down sharply again because of the wheat, somebody will look to buy it down there again. The beans just couldn't hold up with the wheat closing limit down and the corn breaking a few cents into the close. That broke the beans, but didn't close on our lows. We were about 4 cents off the lows in the beans. But still not a great close all the way around. If the wheat does close under 10.59, I think that's going to open up the door for some fun selling out here. You know, I think the funds are pretty much even, maybe a little long in here, but after today, probably a little bit short. So I don't see them right now as the huge player in this market. But if we start closing under 10.59, then we could see the funds come in and sell some more grain out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.